Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is... The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London, and our special guest is Barry Castagnola, who joins us remotely.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week. Dough balls. Man opens his lunchbox to find that his wife has cut his sandwiches into a cock and balls. Rudolph the Dead-Nosed Reindeer. Comedian Joe Caulfield ruins Christmas in Scotland by putting a dead, broken reindeer outside her house. Goldfish lips. She's the one with the goldfish lips. James Bond star Judi Dench gives goldfish the kiss of life on the lips.
Where else would you do a kiss of life?
What?
Where else would you kiss somebody back to life?
I don't know.
On
somebody
gills.
A fish.
On its gills.
On its
gills. Yeah. Okay.
You want goldfish gills? It's goldfish lips. On the gills, you'd normally kiss a fish, wouldn't you?
No.
I say normally kiss a fish.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Apes of Froth. Barry's mum and Ian explain their rotational monkey system in another thrilling episode of Apes of Froth. And can you feel it? Ooh, can you feel it? Ooh, can you feel it? Ooh. Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan's deputy, caught on Zoom meeting, trying to gouge out his own earwax and then eating it. And those are the headlines. Right, special guest this week is Barry Castagnola. Before we
Barry.
Get on to Barry, yeah, he's there on the screen. Ignore him for a minute. Let's find out what's on the... Shush, Barry. What's on the... Shush, Barry! Social media, what's happening on the old SM?
Well, we threw out a new feature, I Froth the Law and the Law Won.
I Froth the Law and the Law Won.
Have you ever been
I froth
caught?
The law. Which you...
Doing something.
I said, can you put that feature out?
I don't know the song.
You don't know the song?
No, I don't think so.
Never heard that I Froth the Law and the
well,
Law
Well, it
won.
Depends. If you're singing, everything you sing is monotone today.
Okay, let me just ask you this question. Have you heard the song I Froth the Law and the Law Won?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Have you ever been
last
caught?
Last week you hadn't heard of Dr. Feelgood.
I don't think... No, I hadn't. Okay. Well, I had, but I kind of didn't quite understand what it was.
Okay, this week you don't understand what I Froth the Law and the Law One is.
No.
Okay.
Have you ever been caught doing something you shouldn't have been?
Yeah, that's what I Froth the Law and the Law One, yeah?
I Froth the Law and the Law One. I have heard it, yeah. I have heard that.
Okay.
Yes, it was just when you sang it, it sounded like nothing else.
Okay.
Okay, Steve Warlow has sent us a tweet.
Right.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I'm an ex-cop.
All right. All right, Steve, calm down. In that case, butt out. What's he going to say? I'm an ex-cop
and you
shouldn't be calling out for asking people if they've ever broken the law and being caught.
What's he up
to
now?
Steve, you're an ex-cop. Relax. Put your massive clodhopper feet up.
Put your slippers on.
Yeah.
Relax.
Take off your hobnail boots,
Listen to
Steve.
Your
lovely, what are they called when you retire? Those clocks? Carriage clocks.
Oh, your carriage clock.
Yeah, listen to that.
Yeah.
Just chill out.
Yeah, butt out and watch your carriage
clock.
Watch
Watercolour Challenge.
Yeah.
I'm
you
an ex-cop.
Sorry, too far.
Hey, he's an ex-cop.
Oh, God. Yeah, ex-cop.
Yeah, but he's still got time.
I'm not afraid of him, ex-cop.
He's still got links with the old cop house.
What's he going to do, arrest me for old time's sake?
Okay. I'm an ex-cop.
I know, we knew that.
He's going on about it.
Goes on a bit, doesn't
Listen, there had been multiple burglaries in the town. So one night, I sat in a building overlooking part of it.
Jesus, once a cop, always a cop. Is this recently, or was
this
when he was a cop? This
is when he was a cop,
I think.
Okay. The burglar broke into the office where I was. Right, so this is really exciting.
So even the burglars aren't scared of him. I was right not to be worried. Even the burglars are breaking into the building he's in, specifically targeting it.
Hang on. He thought I was a burglar too and said, come on, mate, it's Christmas. There's plenty for both of us. Should we get Barry in?
Oh, yeah, Barry. Special guest this week, Barry Castagnola. How have you been, Barry?
I'm all right. Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Not too bad?
Can't complain. Won't do any good.
Well, you say that. You say that, actually. But sometimes, complaining. Like, I had a box from one of these delivery companies the other day, and there was something open in it, and I did complain, and I got 50% off my next box.
He means food.
So, I think... Eh?
The food was open, wasn't it?
The food was open.
Yes.
And complained I got 50% off my next box. So sometimes complaining does do some good. So I'll just pick you up on that, Barry.
Well, that was the least they could have done. If they left some open packaging of food items.
We had to eat some opened chicken.
We had to eat some opened...
But which is half price, so
chicken.
It's good.
No, the next one's half price.
Oh, the next one. So we had the full-priced open
chicken.
Full-priced
open chicken.
And the next one, which hopefully will be closed... Won't be cheap.
Which we can't mention because we've got sponsorship coming up from HelloFresh and it wasn't them, so we've got to...
Actually, that's
I'm
going
to move to HelloFresh. I bet they don't have this problem.
I got a Deliveroo of Nando's the other day, and they left out my macho peas. And I need to complain because last time I complained, I got a free Nando's.
Did you? What, from Nando's? That's a turn up.
Harry, what is a Nando's? Is it just is it some chicken? No, but like a Nando's.
What is a Nando's?
Well, what is it?
When you say I got a free Nando's, I don't know what you mean.
What does it mean? Is it a bag of chicken?
Yeah, I mean, I count it as the whole meal that you get from Nando's in the same way
as
I got a McDonald's, I got a KFC.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
I get
you.
So, yeah, but to be specific, they gave me a quarter chicken on one side when they forgot my halloumi a while ago. I went through a stage when I was living in America years and years ago where... I was pulling one over all the fast food joints by calling.
Is this why you were run out of America? Is this why you live here now, bro?
Can you not travel there anymore?
No, I never got caught. I'm still on the run.
Run. What did you do about it to all the fast food?
They just know me as the drive-through fraudster. No one's actually caught me. I used to call them up and tell them that I'd just been through their drive-through and that they'd forgotten loads of stuff from the order, and that my workmates were really upset, and I'd just been on a work run, was really embarrassing. They'd just be like, "Oh yeah, just come down and get them. We'll put them aside for you." So I just walk in and they give me a free bag of food. I'd eat it at McDonald's,
no
Burger King, yeah. And then after a while,
that comes out of their wages, bro, don't you?
No, it doesn't. It comes out of the big
multinational... Of course it does. Of course it comes out there. It comes out of those poor kids just trying to make ends meet.
It comes out of Ronald McDonald's pocket, and I'm like the hamburger.
He's not real. He's not even real, Barry. He's a cardboard clown.
He's not cardboard.
He is.
He goes around the hospitals.
Yeah, but that's an actor.
Yeah.
The real one's cardboard.
That's a low point as an actor when you're visiting.
Being a cardboard cutter.
It is a low point.
No, visiting hospitals and you're not even a real clown. You're Ronald McDonald. You can't even make up your own persona.
Clown
you have to go
stuff.
A corporate clown.
Yeah, but they'd get somebody who can do magic, obviously. They're not going to send
don't do magic.
They're not going to send in an out of work actor. Out of work actors are all working in McDonald's. You don't get to...
Do you remember Mr. Wimpy?
Before we move on to Mr. Wimpy...
Party at a Wimpy, all the kids are so nasty to him. All the kids threw all the ice from the drinks on the floor, so he went flying.
Well in this podcast.
Just quickly on Mr. Wimpy, my friend Brad Stanbrook, right, who
that's not a real name for a start. It's a made-up name if ever I heard one.
Bradley
Stanbrook.
Bradley Stanborough.
Oh, right? Stanborough.
He worked at Wimpy, and they made him be Mr. Wimpy on one Saturday, and the kids chased him, and he couldn't move his arms, and they chased him through the staff room. He fell, and they just started kicking him on the floor.
Honestly,
as Mr. Wimpy, kids, he only had like a little slit he could see through.
Yeah,
at the front.
Kids hated Mr. Wimpy, is really well. They got bullied. I always got bullied really badly. It's because he can't move.
Oh, can we get him on the line, Barry? Brad Stanborough on the line. I want to talk to them, Mr. Wimpy. I thought you were going to say he got stuck in a narrow corridor or something.
It was awful. Poor Mr. Wimpy.
Poor Mr. Wimpy.
Seriously,
I do feel sorry for these mascots. You know, they do. The problem is you send these people out into the streets, you know, with big shoes and costumes that make it very difficult for them to steady themselves and stand up straight.
Or
and stuff.
Move.
They're a target. They're a target for kids and bullies. It's very wrong.
Funny you should say that. So, I messaged him to see if he'd do a call on the show, and he said, "Until you brought it up, I hadn't thought about it in 30 years."
And he went, thanks for reminding me how I was bullied as a Mr. Wimpy. What was he, a Mr. Wimpy, this guy?
Yeah,
he was Mr. Wimpy. He worked at Wimpy, and him and his now wife, Vicky, they've been together since school days, and she worked in Wimpy for a while as well. And then he said, I'll chat to Vicky. And then he said, all right, can I talk to her? Will she come on the podcast? And this is the message I got back. Neither of us really wants to do the phone thing, Baz.
We don't want to talk about it. It's too painful.
We don't want to talk about it.
It's too painful. Our days, we've put it behind us. We haven't thought about it for 30 years.
We're stronger than ever.
As Mr. and Mrs. Wimpy, we've put it behind us.
Mr. and Mrs. Wimpy.
He says,
Vicky remembers it well. They would send you with a chaperone, that's nice of them though, down Clarence Street, which is the main sort of high street in Kingston. People would run up and kick and punch you. It was really hot. And you had to waddle along in size 36 shoes. We were 16-year-old kids in a huge suit with no training apart from being told you can't speak. Hope this helps, mate. Hope this helps, mate.
You can't speak.
No, you can't speak as Mr. Wimpy.
God, I thought he was very silent.
Like a mascot.
That's amazing.
But that
so
makes
that's
it
your
worse.
Friend, Bradley,
yeah.
Who used to be a Mr. Wimpy 30 years ago in Kingston. He used to get bullied and picked on by kids as Mr. Wimpy. And the only training he got was he wasn't allowed to speak.
That's awful.
I like the fact that he's continuing that to this day. He won't talk to us. Tell him. They've got no hold over him now. Tell him. He can talk now. He's free.
No, so
he hasn't
said
a word for 30 years because Wimpy told him not to.
There's always that worry, though, that someone from high up at Wimpy HQ is going to come and batter you with a bender and a bun.
I'd love a Wimpy. Honest to God. It's my favourite food.
I've never had a dice.
We used to do the mayor's race and then go for a Wimpy. So used to run a mile and then have a Wimpy as a treat.
Right, come on, let's move on with this.
Okay.
Good.
I'm gonna give them a call though, see if they want to sponsor us after that.
Yes, please.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, are they still in business or?
Well, I tell you what, we'll keep them in business.
Maybe we can revive them.
Yes. Everyone I know loves
Wimpy. Right, leave Wimpy now. We're moving on to the other story.
With a passion.
Shush.
Right. I once said on Twitter...
Shut up about fucking Wimpy!
I once said on Twitter that it was such a shame that Wimpy was closed out, and somebody replied, yeah, well, you should have eaten it every day then, shouldn't you?
You should have eaten it every day?
Someone who's really bitter.
Like a really British version of supersized meat.
Yeah.
Right. This week, I think it is time for a little bit. How do you feel, Barry, about a little update from your mum and Ian and the monkeys on Apes of Froth? We haven't heard from them for a while. I think it'd be nice to get a little bit of a catch up. Do you know what's happening in their world?
No, they slightly confused me because last time I spoke to her, she was telling me that they've got some sort of system for where they put the monkeys between the dining room and the living room. And I didn't quite understand it, so we can ask her about
that.
No,
I don't understand it either.
What, so they have like a holding pen?
It's sort of weirdly, they move a couple and I don't really understand.
So they've got a monkey system.
They've got some kind of monkey rotational system, yeah.
A monkey rotational system.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear about it, and I'm sure our listeners will too. So let's get them on the line, Barry. See if we can get your mum on the line.
Hello.
How are you, Viv? How are you, Ian?
Oh, we're fine.
Can you explain to Rod and Sean? I tried to explain, but I couldn't quite understand it properly about the rotational system you have with the monkeys, where they move from, where they end up. Can you just explain that?
Going back a few months before COVID business, we used to leave nearly all the monkeys down at the flat. When we used to, this is down in Bournemouth, and then we used to just keep six here. Then when we used to go down to Bournemouth, we used to take the six with us. But when the when we had the COVID crisis and we thought there'd be a complete lockdown, we decided to take the main ones back, you see.
So how many?
That's 17 or 18.
18.
Because that's quite a lot. What we decided to do, we put half of them in the lounge and the other half in the dining room on the sideboard. and every day, we'd move two from the dining room into the lounge.
In a row, it's hard to explain, and they'd all move along.
Oh, yeah.
That was fine. But the only problem was that a lot of them didn't like being on their own in the lounge.
Right.
Some of their friends were in the dining room.
So
what we've done now, we've changed it. We've just leave them all in the lounge.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's the problem solved.
That does seem like a sensible solve, that.
Can you just tell us about when you thought there was a man who you thought initially looked quite threatening? What happened there?
We were sitting outside. In fact, we had our chairs outside, and we had the mini moat there. My bag and everything was just there. And then suddenly it was so scary that a couple. She sort of stood back a bit, didn't she? Yeah. She looked a bit, I don't know, weird. But him, he looked. Oh, he was big. And it sounds awful. He was big, tall,
bearded,
like a wrestler, tattoos everywhere, and he's just staring. And I kept thinking, my bag's there, and I didn't want to jump up and grab it. But he just kept looking, didn't he? And it was so unnerving, it scared me to death. And then he started walking over, and then he said, "You Barry's mum." I said, yeah. And he was going on and on about the program and everything and about the monkeys. And he was completely the opposite. He was so nice. He wanted a photo. He held up. Was he held from Albert?
And Harry.
Albert
and
Harry. He was so nice with them.
He was so gentle with them.
But doesn't never, honestly, he was so nice.
See, you never judge a book.
He was so gentle with him, like he was going to be like Lenny from Of Mice and Men and just grab him.
Oh, my God. And he was really, really polite. He was lovely.
Did he have his photo taken with them?
Oh, yes. That's what he wanted. His girlfriend was there, and he was holding the two monkeys. And he was so pleased.
He was.
He went off and he said, "That's made my day." Yeah.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll put a shout out on the programme and see if we can find him.
Right,
okay, and we'll let you go.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, don't feel obliged.
Oh, thank you.
Take care, guys.
See you, babe. You too.
Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Apes of Froth. Right, here is the first of your three frothy stories. Three frothy stories. Which is the frothiest of the three? That is the task before you two. Us three will decide which of the three frothy stories is the frothiest. Mum takes epic revenge after husband complains she didn't cut up his sandwiches.
Epic?
Yeah. That's your first one.
Sorry, okay.
Okay.
Story two, just picking up off the floor. Judi Dench tries to resuscitate goldfish by giving it mouth to mouth. Story three.
She's a good egg, isn't she, Judi Dench?
Oh, she's a good egg. Sadiq Khan's deputy caught picking his earwax with his glasses and eating it during a live Zoom meeting. Yes, with his glasses.
That's a new spin on it.
What do you mean it's a new spin on it?
Well, you didn't mention the glasses in the headline.
Well, that's just a headline. That was just to tease you in.
Now I'm giving you a bit more detail. Now I'm full in.
Now you're full in. Okay.
Okay.
Right, which of those do you want first? Sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Right. Mum takes epic revenge after husband complains she didn't cut up his sandwiches. Loz, that's the person's name.
Okay.
Right.
Found out from her husband's boss that he'd been complaining at work because she hadn't because she hadn't cut his sandwiches into triangles.
What? Song on, the boss told her this.
The boss told her.
Where?
Loz, she's the mum.
Yeah.
I don't think she's her husband's mum. I presume they've got kids, but there's no mention of them.
But it's just important that she's a mother.
She is the woman. She's the person in the house that clearly makes the sandwiches.
And cuts things.
And her husband is in work complaining about her to his boss. Going, obviously. Oh, look what a bloody little lady's done again. She hasn't cut my sarnies into triangles.
Classic bonding.
Hang on, why is the boss calling calling the employee's
wife? Where did he tell her?
Well, we don't know if he's called her yet, if everybody calms down.
Maybe it was like a soiree that they used to have in like Terry and June, and the boss comes around.
Yes.
And he was trying to make conversation, and he went, oh yeah, I heard all about the sandwich cutting fiasco.
I don't know.
Maybe, he should tell his boss, snitches get stitches.
Let's find out what's happened here. A woman who found out her husband had been moaning that she'd forgotten to cut his sandwiches into triangles took revenge to ensure he won't be complaining again.
What did she do?
Mum, Loz, that's her name, was busy trying to get her 2-year-old son fed in the morning while also making her husband's lunch before he headed out for work. After finishing the multitasking, she sent her husband on his way and got on with her day. When she headed out for a walk with her mum and young son, remember him?
Her mum.
When she headed out for a walk with her mum and young son.
Yeah.
Right, so there's three generations now on the
walk. Right, okay, yeah.
Loz.
Yeah.
Her mum.
Her mum.
And Loz's son.
Right.
Young son. Who we know is the 2-year-old.
Right.
Right. Who she's just fed while making her husband sandwiches. When she headed out for a walk with her mum and young son, she bumped into her husband's boss.
Ah, there you go.
I see. Right. He was at the playground. So
everybody had calmed down a bit.
Yeah.
Right. She bumped into her husband's boss, who said that her other half, this is what he said, he went, your other half isn't happy with you. I don't know where they're from. I don't know why I did a slightly Australian accent. I don't know where they're from yet. Let's assume it's Australia.
Right.
Just sounds a bit Australian, doesn't it?
It does sound like a plot you'd have in Home and Away.
They would have called them Sangers, though.
Sangers?
Sangers, that's true, actually. Forget that. So he said, so let's assume it's up north.
Okay.
So she bumped into her husband's boss, who said, hey, you're the happy, not you're the only.
Right.
So I don't know if you understood that. It was quite northern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your other half isn't up your door.
Yeah.
And he's been complaining at work that she hadn't cut his sandwiches in half.
Right.
I mean, how short of conversation are they in their workplace?
You'd be pretty miffed, Barry, if can I mention her name?
Yeah, fine.
Gemma.
Not that one.
Oh, sorry. Helen. You'd be pretty miffed if Helen had done your sandwiches for work and off you'd gone to the office now. You're in office, South London, you're in your office, you've got there, you take your sandwiches, you take your little box out, you put it on the desk thing in front of you, you open the lid and you put that next to you.
You
there,
put the little flask, matching flask to the side.
Take your flask out of your bag, you put that there, and then you open your sandwiches, the little cellophane now that Helen's wrapped them in, and then you take them out and they're just one big fuck-off sandwich.
Nah, it doesn't say that she doesn't cut them at all. It just says she didn't cut them into triangles.
She hasn't cut. It's clear from the story. She hasn't cut them in half. She hasn't cut them into triangles. She hasn't cut them at all.
In my head, I agree with Sean. I thought that maybe you'd gone like one down the middle, so you had sort of two halves of a square.
What?
Square.
Like two rectangles making a square.
Oh, so two rectangles.
Yeah.
Oh, you Rather thought than, that he wants, she'd cut them into the wrong shape.
He wanted triangles. Yes.
No, I don't think that's right. I think she's cut them in, not cut them. Her husband then sent her a photo of his lunch and said, you haven't even cut these into triangles. What am I, an animal? What am I, an animal, I said. I forgot that North, you haven't even cut these into triangles. What am I, an animal?
Because if there's one thing, northeast, I hear.
Yeah, that's northeast, guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you haven't even cut these into triangles. Oh.
Manchester.
Yeah, we've got a bit more north, northwest now. We've got a bit more northwest. You give me any accent, I'll do it.
Scottish.
Huh?
Scottish.
You haven't even cut these into triangles. What the hell, you?
Glaswegian.
That was Glaswegian.
It wasn't.
What's wrong with you?
That wasn't Glaswegian.
It was outskirts.
Suburbs.
Anyway, her husband sent her a photo of his lunch to talk to you. I haven't even cut these into triangles. What am I, an animal now?
An animal now?
Animals are famous for wanting to eat their sandwiches cut into quarters.
Anyway, Noz is not happy.
What?
Of course not.
She's not happy. Her husband's complaining about the sandwiches. The following day, she ensured she remembered to cut his sandwiches. But crafted the bread into the shape of a penis with cheese detailing.
What? Cheese detailing.
Oh, well done.
She's
That's
cut
brilliant.
His sandwich into the shape of a cock and balls.
Brilliant.
With cheese detailing instead of triangles.
Amazing. Did he have to eat it in front of his boss?
There's the picture.
That's so funny. Well, that'll give him something to talk about.
I didn't know what you meant by cheese detailing.
The cheese detailing.
A tiny bit of pubic.
Is the pubic hair.
Right.
So she's cut them into a big penis. Well,
that'll give
him
something to talk about in the office, right?
Yeah. And she's even put a little hole on the top, look. A little slit on the top and a sort of glands. And then she's cut it into a cock and balls, and then on the balls there's all cheese, grated cheese for hair.
I mean, she's really gone to town.
I think she's great.
She packed them away in a lunchbox for the following day.
Lunchbox, woo.
And at 10 a.m. the next morning, At 10 a.m. the next morning, she got another message after her husband discovered the phallus-shaped bread rolls. The message from her husband simply read, "Epic." In inverted commas. Loz said he thought it was hilarious, but said I'd cut so much of the sandwich away to make the piece of art that he was still starving for the rest of the day. He sent the... It's not enough, is it, a bread, cock and balls for lunch?
No.
God, no.
Even with the cheese detailing. You'd still be hungry. That's not going to fill you up, Barry, is it, that?
No, especially if he's doing manual work. We don't know what kind of work he's doing.
It sounds like he's doing manual work.
He's burning some calories, I reckon.
Oh, yes.
Does it?
Yes. Well, he's not going to be a fucking barrister, is he?
No, I thought he'd had a desk job.
Loz isn't going to... A barrister's not going to ring home and go, "You haven't cut my sandwiches into triangles." And she just sent him to work with a cock and balls in his
thing. Barristers are hard work.
Yeah, but you can't go to court that he opens up his sandwich box, the judge looking over his shoulder. Well, he's got cock and balls.
What are you saying he is? A coal miner?
I just think it'll be something probably physical.
I was expecting an office.
It could be in a garage.
No.
He's...
What? No way.
I mean, we can only go on the information we're given.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not Matt Hancock, is it? You know, he's not Matt Hancock. He's not in Westminster, is he? In the bloody club they have their lunch in with his high back leather armchair, or in the House of Lords or something? Is he sitting there opening a cock and balls?
I don't think there's many people in the House of Lords married to someone called Loz.
Well, I don't know. Loz decided to share the sandwich creation on her own Facebook page for other mums who may be fed up of making lunches day in, day out, and it racked up thousands of reactions. A couple of comments underneath, yeah? Bill Wiz says, "I haven't laughed so much in my life."
We've had Bill Wiz before.
He's a regular.
He's a serial commenter.
Bill Wiz is a serial commenter, yeah. Who's this one replying to?
What did he say? "I haven't laughed that much in my life."
Bill Wiz says, "I haven't laughed so much in my life."
Hang on, yeah. Bill. In his life.
In his life, even as a child.
Even playing peekaboo.
Wow.
Upside Down says he's a grown man. He can't even make a sandwich himself. Poor baby.
I bet he could.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting this, you see. Where do you stand on making sandwiches for Sean? What would you do if I complained you hadn't cut my sandwiches into triangles?
Walk off.
I had an argument with an ex years ago, or a sort of running thing where I'm useless at ironing, right? Just terrible, always have been.
Me too.
But I was saying to her, could you iron something? Where I was going out, I was doing something, and she was like, I'm not ironing your stuff for you. And I was like, but hang on. I'm happy to do the washing up or do other... It's not like a... This isn't a feminism thing here. I'm not going, you should do the ironing. I'm going, I can't do it. I'll do other things.
I'm happy to do the washing up. I'll do women's work. I'm not above women's work. I'll bloody do the washing up or whatever else you women do. What else you do? Hoovering.
That time I did the hoovering.
Yeah. I love you.
She was trying to turn it into a gender war and it wasn't.
I used to live with an Italian man. And he used to try and get me to do the ironing, but I can't iron either. So he would come up to me, and we didn't know each other. He was just my flatmate. He'd come up to me and go, Shani, please. And I'd go, I can't do it either. You're only asking me because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an Italian thing.
Maybe. But I did. He kept bugging me and kept bugging me until one day I left a mark on his shirt.
Like the cock and balls?
No, like an iron one.
Who do we know that would do that? Revenge. Cut your poor husband's sandwiches into a cock and ball shape with cheese detailing. Every ball's cheese detailing. Okay, would you know that would do that, Barry?
But it's more
the
of a treat.
The only person I can think of off the top of my head, I'm sure, well, Joe Caulfield.
I know Joe Caulfield.
Yeah, although I don't think she'd be making sandwiches for her husband to go to work.
No way.
But I've seen on her Facebook before, like, she has, like, some sort of little petty rivalries where she gets in.
It's true, actually.
I think she is the sort of person, I reckon.
And in her stand-up, I've heard her say, I mean, not specifically that she cut her husband's sandwiches into a cock and balls with cheese detailing, but I have heard her say, I have heard her having a go at her husband and having a bit of a whinge and a moan. So I think you're right.
She'd
do
something really funny.
She could be in the ballpark, no pun intended. So get her on the phone, Barry.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Jo.
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to have to put my glasses on or change the thing, can't I? Because then I can see.
How are you, Jo, by the way? Thank you for doing this.
I'm very well. As I say, today was nothing. So I was like, oh, good.
There you go. Glad to have filled the void.
You have. And also had a disappointment today because I'd very much like Christmas lights and things. And I got one of those Christmas reindeers to really upset the neighbours. And one, it's really hard to put together because there's no instructions. You got, this is a head. Somehow it's the head, but I don't know. Put it together. And then I cut the electric wire.
Oh, no.
So it's dead. It's just completely dead. No. Put it all together. It cannot be
dead reindeer.
Oh, yeah. Mate. Yeah.
Went in and told my husband what I thought I'd done.
Oh,
he said, wrap up. His idea is more stupid. And I did it, so I'm stupid. He goes, okay, it's pouring with rain. He goes, wrap it all up, take the reindeer, you know, as it is, as a whole reindeer, wrap it up. So I found big plastic bags. He goes, take it to the little hardware shop on Leith Walk, which is like independent. So I went, yeah, independent people, they're great. And so I took it to him to fix. And he just was like, what do you think I'm going to do? He said, well, I don't solder electrics. He goes, two, I'd be put in prison if I was just... So I said to him, he goes, you can't just solder people's electrics and then go, oh, on you go, then take that home with you.
And while I'm here, have you got any four candles?
Oh, my dad, I can't believe what an idiot I've been. And also, why did I take it? Why didn't I phone him or something? I took the whole thing with me.
Are you in Scotland then, Jo?
I'm in Edinburgh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know you lived in Edinburgh.
Yeah, more particularly Leith of Edinburgh.
I mean, yeah, we don't need the address, you're all right. Anybody driving past sees a dead reindeer outside, we know where you are.
I don't think anyone wants to drop one off. That would be lovely. Yeah.
We'll put a shout out. Who does what in your house, Joe? How do you divvy up the labour?
Not very well. I think I do most things. I like tools, and so I will attempt to fix things, and he will then. It is classically the wrong way around. So, and then he will say, well, I've met a bloke in a pub. That is what he does, actually. He goes to pubs and meets men who know how to do stuff, and they come to the house and fix what I've attempted.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you go to the pub?
This all sounds very suspicious, Joe, if you don't want me to say. It sounds like... So you do... Am I right in thinking that you do the cooking, the cleaning, the gardening, the DIY? Your husband goes to the pub, picks up men. Do they go straight upstairs when they come in? I'm just guessing. Does he just go back and forth to the pub and straight upstairs?
He has actually found some very good men. Men who can do, you know, very good things cheaply. He's good at that.
Yeah, that really clears it up.
That's a huge skill, isn't it?
He's found a lot of young lads who do it very cheaply. Real bargains. Do you make your husband's lunch?
I do all the cooking.
All the cooking, all the DIY, all the gardening.
Because there's no point me not...
Oh, this is what men do.
Yeah.
This is what men do. They make it so there's no point that you don't. That's the point. That's the trick. We all did that with our mums. That's what happens.
It's too late, though. Yeah, this is
20 years. I'll do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, also I'll do it because whatever he made would be... He once, no, early on, courting days, he made me a toasted, it was just a bacon with cheese grilled sandwich.
Your face.
So disgusting. I've never eaten, ever asked him to make anything ever again.
Aww.
Yeah, Sean, honestly, it makes me ashamed because I know what men are supposed to be like now. And I should have, you know, retrained him a long time ago. But in many ways, he's very unreconstructed. And even the thing he thinks that he does, I don't need him to do. And that sounds worse than it is.
I get it.
But no, like he finds stuff for me to watch on telly. Aww. And will say, I found this for your Netflix and Amazon and I'll set it up. I can.
That's kind of him to put something on while he goes down the pub to pick up his man.
Well, you watch this while you're cooking.
Oh, that's so sweet though. He says that he'll set something up for you on Netflix.
I'll set something
that's
up
so
for you on Netflix
sweet.
If you want.
Yeah, but we don't need that.
Oh yeah, because
we don't need it.
Because I haven't got a secret
Rod's
rent
really
boy
good,
life.
Actually, Rod cooks. You what?
Because I haven't got a secret rent boy life. As well.
Well, that's what they say when they have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Netflix recently. Yeah. Come on.
I knew Joe when Barry suggested we ring you about this story.
Yeah.
I did have a suspicion that you would be right for this. I think you are. I think, judging from what you've said so far, I think you are the perfect person to talk to. Does he, I don't want to pry too much into your life, but does he go off to work, like, with a packed lunch?
He doesn't go off to work.
Oh. He hasn't got time, he's always in the pub, isn't he?
Yeah, he does have time for work. No, it's always mysterious, but he doesn't go off to work. No.
So let's say he lands a job, right?
He doesn't apply for jobs. He's permanently happy. He does a few things now and again. Yeah.
So let me get this straight, Joe. Yeah. You work full time, all the gardening, all the DIY, all the cooking and the cleaning, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you've got a good deal. All right. So he's sat in his chair, yeah?
Yeah.
Doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Let's say...
No, he'll be on the internet looking up obscure versions of punk records that he may not have come across.
So he's not completely useless.
He's not idle.
No, I have made him a packed lunch. I actually have.
You have made him a packed lunch?
I have made him a packed lunch, yeah.
What was the occasion there?
I can't remember. He was going somewhere, but it was more me. I said, you'll need some food. And...
Is he going dogging for the night?
Yeah. You know, this may take longer than you think.
So let's imagine you made him a packed lunch.
Yeah.
Let's imagine he's got a job.
Yeah.
He's decided to do some work. He's got a job. And then you have made him a packed lunch.
Yeah.
And then you haven't cut up his sandwiches for him into triangles. He likes them in triangles.
Okay.
You sent him off to work. He's got his packed lunch, and you haven't cut up his sandwiches. How do you think he'd react?
He wouldn't react in any way. He would just eat whatever was in there and not notice whether it was cut up or whatever it was.
I mean, the man in this story is very particular because we haven't even established whether the sandwich was cut at all.
Yeah.
Or whether he just, objected to it.
Well, we're not animals, are we? I think you cut up a sandwich.
Read the quote.
Read Rod, the quote.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, the
we're
quote
above
is.
That, I feel. Yeah.
The quote is.
Yeah.
Her husband sent her a photo of his lunch. With a message saying, "You haven't even cut them into triangles. What am I, an animal now?"
Oh my God! He said what I said.
He said what you said. But your husband wouldn't complain.
Absolutely not, because he knows. I mean, why? He's no grounds to complain about anything, has he? So, really? And this man sounds awful. How rude is that?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
What, you mean your husband wouldn't complain because, this is the wrong phrase, but he knows which side his bread is buttered because you do absolutely everything, you mean?
Yeah, so he would know that would be really, really foolish.
The next day.
Yes.
This is what she did. The next day, she sent her husband off to work with his sandwiches. But I'm going to show you a picture because this is... She'd made him a cheese sandwich. But I'm going to hold you up the picture and see if you can see it on your Zoom there of what she'd done with the sandwich.
Oh! I see that. Yes. That's quite skilled, isn't it?
It's very skilled.
She's used cheese detail for pubes.
Yeah, so the pubes. I just thought that was lovely to put cheese on the outside of the sandwich.
like a croque monsieur.
Yes, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
No, that's grated cheese as pubic hair detailing on the balls.
Oh, yeah, that's very good.
So she did this in revenge, didn't she?
She did this in revenge. Yeah, I don't know why Barry suggested to ring you on the on this. As if
I know the kind of
thing you might do. We thought
he's not even going to notice, is he?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Shaft bit off that.
Yeah,
you've got two circular sandwiches and a long sandwich, and that's quite a nice arrangement,
doesn't it? Sadiq Khan's deputy caught picking earwax with glasses and eating it during a live meeting. I've read this, and I have to say, because I don't usually read the stories before I pick them up, but I've read this one. And I have to say, I empathise a lot with this bloke for a specific reason, which I will come on to.
Was he on Zoom?
He was on Zoom.
But how did... So he knew people were watching?
Let's read the story.
Right.
Viewers, it says.
Right.
Which is a bit of an odd way of phrasing it, but I suppose he's on Zoom, so people are watching him. So there's viewers. Were left shocked when the deputy mayor was seen picking his earwax...
Oh, God.
...with his glasses...
It's old school, isn't it?
The arm. They're called the temple officially. Yeah.
Are they?
I used to make glasses.
You
did. I did.
When?
1992, in Sydney, Australia, in a sunglasses factory. I used to make them, put them together, test them, handmade. I did.
There's huge chunks of your life that we haven't talked about.
Exactly. Well, I mean, not the most exciting bit, if I'm honest, working in a sunglasses factory.
That's quite interesting.
Well.
It's more interesting than the stuff you do talk about.
It does give me the knowledge to know that the temple is the arm of your glasses, called the temple. So he's got that, he's taken his glasses off, and then he's stuck the arm bit, the end of the arm bit, in his ear, and he's waggling the shit out of it.
Oh, God.
Then.
Oh, God.
Sadiq Khan's deputy was caught picking his earwax with his glasses before eating it during a live public meeting on Zoom.
It's the eating it that's really funny. It's so childish.
Labour's Jules Pipe, CBE.
What?
He's a CBE. Did you know
that strips away after this?
That's like an MBE or a thing like that, isn't it? OBE, CBE. Labour's Jules Pipe, that's his name, CBE, dug into his ear using the arm of his glasses before... A, sniffing the gunk.
Of course. You have to sniff it.
You definitely sniff the gunk.
You sniff it. Putting it in your mouth is awful.
Then B, having a taste.
Oh.
The 55-year-old is deputy mayor for planning, regeneration and skills. in the capital, London, and was taking part in the City Hall meeting on Zoom. Mr. Pipe, on £132,000 a year.
How dare he?
But we pay these people 132 grand just to eat their own earwax.
Well, maybe he has to because he's so poor.
Outrageous. Mr. Pipe, on £132,000 a year, apparently forgot he was on Zoom. Oh. Actually, it was Microsoft Teams, just to get the branding right. Other platforms are available, like Zoom. Microsoft Teams, there's others as well. He forgot he was on the Microsoft Teams, you know, on the screen. He forgot he was on screen.
Right.
Forgot his camera was on him.
Right.
For Thursday's virtual London Assembly meeting. There's a picture there. There he is.
Oh, don't. Look at that. That's horrible. Oh, it's really horrible. It's like an advert.
I'll tell you what, though.
It's that horrible.
My God, he's really going for it.
It does look like an advert.
It does, doesn't it? It looks like an advert for
ear pain.
Yeah, for ear pain.
But I don't think that's real, is it? I mean, they've got a picture of supposedly him with the arm of his glasses. It must be 2 inches deep in his ear.
Oh, God.
And his face. It looks like it's going to come out the other side. This is bad. Don't do this at home.
Don't do this. Nobody do this, ever.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan was one of those who reacted before the link was turned off, with the footage later blocked online. That's how bad it was.
Oh, God.
Mr. Pipe blamed the incident on eczema. Oh. He said, which can result in excruciating itching in a sufferer's ear. Now then, I'm putting the story down because I'm going to tell you a little story, a little bit of background about me you may not know. I, for about 30 years, have been suffering with eczema only in one place of my body. Have a guess where.
I know.
Barry's right. One point to Barry.
Where?
My ear.
Oh, right.
It's the only place I get eczema is inside my ear. What happens?
Hang on. Barry is more intimate with you than I am.
Well, he's just concentrating. He just plays the game better sometimes.
No, I still
You'd probably
didn't
have phoned
know
a friend, rung Lloyd, it'd be 4 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't know that.
Actually, Lloyd probably would know. He's lived with me. Listen,
yeah,
do you know sometimes, have you ever noticed sometimes I stick my finger in my ear and I go waggle, 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 waggle.
Loads of people do that.
Yeah, I know, but I do it more than most.
Oh, so you're the not special.
The reason is, I am special, because I've got eczema in my ear canal. What happens is the dry skin peels away in the ear canal and gets caught up with all the wax and
dear.
Causes very, very painful itching. But the waggling is very, very nice. It is a very pleasant sensation. Don't do this ever, anyone. But sticking an earbud really quite a long way, a bit too far down and waggling about is the best pleasure I've ever had. And I'm including both of you in that.
What do you mean?
The best pleasure I've ever had. Take that as you will. The best pleasure I've ever been given.
Really?
The best I've ever been pleasured.
Good grief.
Is an earbud.
I can
on my
that,
eczema,
then.
My itchy ear.
I thought it was the best.
Nothing you can do, either of you, will ever compete with that.
I'm not going to try to.
Nothing you can do, even both of you together.
I don't
even
want to
be. Both of you on me at the same time.
What?
Even the two of you all over me. Everywhere.
Giving you right going over.
Even the two of you doing throwing everything
I'm
at
I'm not being
doing
involved
everything
in this.
You can. I'm everything not, in your powers.
Shut up. I'm not being involved in this.
Pulling it,
this
pulling
awful.
Everything out the bag.
You're
of
not getting involved, it's just me and Barry now.
It's just you and Barry.
He's definitely not going to beat the earbud on his own.
You are.
He's definitely not going to beat the earbud on his own. He was in with a shout while he had you on his back.
His back?
While he had you. While there was a pair of you, you were in with a slim chance.
Why would I be on his
if
back?
If a pair of you were over me.
Less pressure on my
you had
own.
A slim chance.
Less pressure. Just take the time.
Well, if it's just you, Barry, you've got no chance. So we might as well knock the whole
Barry
idea on the head.
Barry doesn't even have earbuds.
Mr. Pipe, I really do empathise with this because I've got the same problem. Mind you, I wouldn't do it on Zoom. Don't get me wrong. Plus, I have to say, Mr. Pipe, while I love a waggle, a finger in the ear
not
waggle.
Not glasses.
I would do glasses. I haven't tried it, but I would do it. Don't do it at home. I'm just saying what I might do. Having said that, I wouldn't then sniff it. I might sniff it. I would sniff it. I wouldn't eat the gunk. I wouldn't eat it.
God, no.
Right.
When you say God, no, people do, Barry.
Well,
people
evidently.
Are weird.
I knew a guy who used to pick his nose.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. An unnamed 34-year-old resident of Bethnal Green, East London, said it was disgusting. There must have been a few hundred people tuned in to the meeting.
Dear.
Sadiq Khan was on the call and he looked angry when he saw it. Mr. Pipe must have thought the cameras was off. It was animalistic.
Animals animals don't do that with glasses.
There's one thing animals don't do is stick their glasses in their ear and waggle it about to get
they haven't got the dexterity for it.
No, all the glasses. Your next story, your next frothy story,
Woo!
Your next frothy story is you've got to choose the frothiest of the three frothy stories. It's froth of the week. Judy Dench says she tried to resuscitate a goldfish by giving it mouth to mouth. Dame Judy Dench has recalled the unusual moment that she had to resuscitate her dead goldfish by giving it mouth to mouth. Her pet ended up growing really big.
Or inflating.
She inflated. It what? Does sound like she inflated it. Yeah. Oh, let's read on. She's blown it up like a balloon.
Pufferfish.
I mean, it was a pufferfish, whether it was or not. Her pet ended up growing really big after the actress brought it back to life. Dame Judy Dench has revealed the 85-year-old actress, whose acting career spans almost 7 decades, irrelevant, revealed... Don't get me wrong, I've got a lot of time for Dame Judy Dench.
Her acting
credentials are second to none. But it's not relevant to this story.
Is there no end to her talents?
The 85-year-old actress, whose acting career spans almost 7 decades, revealed that she actually managed to bring her pet fish back to life. But it went on to live for quite some time longer.
Aww.
The James Bond star explained the unusual incident took place many years ago. Unfortunately, her goldfish has recently died, but it did have a long life, thanks to the award-winning actress. I had a goldfish. I won it in the fair.
I did as well.
I threw a ping pong ball into a jar. I won a goldfish.
Whales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won a goldfish, took it home, and it lasted about 48 hours.
They don't last long those bags.
I don't think they're allowed to do it anymore, are they?
No, it's really cruel.
I don't think they're allowed to give them out at fairs anymore.
I did. It was very exciting.
Aren't they?
I don't think I might be wrong on that.
Because it's really cruel, and they're really unhealthy.
Check it out, Barry. I mean, I don't think animals should be given as prizes.
Or
if they are, it should be good ones, like an elephant or something.
I did the same. I gave my goldfish...
Roll up, we're an elephant.
I gave my goldfish the kiss of life.
No, you did.
Yes, I did, as a child.
I can see what's happened here, right? What's happened here, Barry? I've seen this before 100 times with Sian. What's happened here, right, is Julian Pipe, the MP, who's got caught with his glasses in his ear, eating his earwax because he's got eczema. I've empathised with him and I've gone, I'm a bit like, I'm the same, I've got the eczema. And now you've been waiting for an opportunity to go, I did that as well. And Judy Dench's goldfish and you've gone, I did that.
I definitely did do that. When I was about 12, I blew into its mouth and it came back to life.
Why are you only now bringing it up on the third page of the story?
Well, because I'm waiting for you to finish.
I
was waiting for you to finish. I did. I genuinely did.
I'm going to give you one chance to
say, goldfish,
I'm sorry about this. I was lying. We'll cut it out of the podcast.
Floating on the top of the bowl. And my mum was like, I think he's dead. We better put him down the toilet. I took him up, picked him up and put him in fresh water. And I also blew into its mouth and he came back to life.
I mean, this is
unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, Barry.
It really did
I'll tell
work.
You why it's unbelievable. Because it's not
lying.
True.
I'm not lying.
It's a lie.
It's not. It is
a lie. I'm going to keep saying it's a lie until you go, it is a lie. And then we edit it out the podcast.
In 20 happened. Episodes, of all the things we've talked about...
Exactly.
Why would Sian suddenly now just lie about this story?
Exactly.
Because
thanks,
she wants to be...
far better stories that she could have lied about.
Exactly. She wants to be like Judy Dench.
Of course. Who
next
doesn't?
Next you'll be telling me that a rabbit didn't shag her hand.
I think the rabbit shagged her hand, and the reason I think that is because she offered that information immediately. You've never mentioned it.
Yeah, but it didn't occur to me. I've forgotten about it.
Didn't occur to you?
It didn't. I also put it in a bowl of warm water, which killed it again. But then it was. It ended with it being brought back to life and me blowing in its mouth. Definitely.
Oh, and so there's more levels to it now, is there? Then you put it in the hot water, that killed it. Yeah. And then you took it out, you brought it back to life again. Then you put it on a George Foreman grill, that killed it again.
Then
you
took it out, resuscitated it. Battered it, put it in a deep fish fryer.
Yeah, yeah. Changed her mind, took it out, resuscitated it again.
A deep fish fryer.
Oh, deep fat fryer.
You haven't given a goldfish.
I have, I genuinely have. Honestly, I thought I'd warm him up because he was dead. So I put him in
warm water,
but that didn't work. And then I took him out, put him in cold water. That worked a bit. And then I blew into his mouth.
What were your parents doing all this while?
Nothing. I don't know. I don't think they were there.
So you lived alone. How old were you?
I didn't live alone. I was about 12. I didn't live alone. They were like, out.
Just a lie. We're going to cut all this out.
It's not a lie.
I won't have lies on the podcast.
I'm not lying.
You are?
I'm not.
I can see you're blushing now a bit.
What do you mean? I don't blush when I lie.
You do?
No, I don't.
Well, you are blushing.
Honestly, it lived for a little bit more.
I mean, now it sounds like you're lying.
It does, but now I've got into character.
We went silent for about 3 seconds and Sian started to crumble. You see?
I didn't.
It did. Sorry, it started to... It lived a little bit
I can't remember how long it lived for, but it definitely did blow into a fish mouth.
Right, so those are your three frothy stories. What do you want? Judi Dench and the Goldfish, Sadie Khan's Deputies and the Earwax, or Cock and Ball Sandwich? Choose now.
Probably Earwax.
Earwax it is the frothiest story of the week. Congratulations, Sadie Khan's Deputy, his glasses, and his earwax. Right, that's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest and producer Barry Castagnola.
Thanks to Jo Caulfield. Watch her on the Royal Variety Performance, Mock the Week, and follow her on Twitter at Jo, that's J-O underscore Caulfield.
Thanks to Barry's mum and Ian.
You can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars. This podcast was a Clan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
I really genuinely did.
No, you didn't.
No, I really did.
We're off here now, but you can admit now.
I really did.
No, you're off here.
Honestly, I really did.
I'm not even recording anymore. Right, I'm stopping.
I did.
There we are. No, I did. Admit it.
I really did.
No, you didn't.
Honestly, I did.
Didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
I did. Why would I lie about it? So pointless. I did. I promise. Honestly, I did.
I'm just going to wait.
If I find my diary from when I was 12, it'll be in there.
All right. Right, well, we'll look forward to that.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.